JW Mobile.
JW, KF4NXY.
YW4DJW. Good. Is it still morning? Yeah, 6 more minutes.
You got a little bit of morning left, and I've been messing around all morning. Really ain't accomplished much of nothing.
I'm not too far ahead of you, except for I'm going to the worth of garbage.
Glad you said that. Reminds me, I've got pretty much got a load out there and I need to take over to the dump myself.
My wife, she asked to do the carpets together, or you want to wait till one day during the week to do the carpets? When I'm gone and I'm at work, and I said, let's wait till one day during the week. And so this morning she said, you remember what you were going to do with the carpets? Yeah, I got to clean the carpets. So I figured it's been 2 weeks since I've been to the dump. Better get that taken care of before I light in on the carpets.
Yeah, cleaning the carpets is going to be a big job.
For cleaning the machine, it goes pretty quick. It's just you got to make multiple passes. A pass to get it wet, and then a pass to get the detergent in it, and then a pass to soak it up, and then a pass to rinse it, and then a pass to suck up the rinse. So it's like 4 or 5 passes, and that machine's not lightweight either, but it's a good workout. It's kind of like cutting the grass. It's either cutting the grass or doing that, and I figure I'll go ahead and do that because it's hot outside.
We took up most of the carpet in the house and put down hardwood floors, and that way don't have as much of that to have to clean, but still got, you know, stuff to do with the hardwood flooring and everything.
Here we got probably 65% hardwood floors and 35% carpet, so it's not that much work. It's not like the whole house is the carpet, but there's enough of it that it'll wear you out.
I got a little suggestion for you when it comes to doing some of the mopping in the house. You know, if you still got some kind of linoleum or tile, I got a hold of a steam mop, and they put that sucker on the steam function, and just, you know, all you got to do is just push it across kind of slow, and it's a whole lot better than having to wring out an old-fashioned mop or the hassle of that. The steam just works everything loose, and you're done right quick.
She is a connoisseur of all things that get up stuff off the floor. Like, she likes vacuum cleaners. She's a vacuum cleaner connoisseur, carpet cleaner connoisseur. And she came across the steam cleaning for the hardwood floors, because that's all we got. It's either hardwood or it's carpet, one or the other, nothing else. But she came across that steam cleaning you're talking about. And she came up to me one day and she said, look at this. And she showed me where that steam cleaner had cleaned the hardwood floors. And, man, did it make a difference. It's it does a lot, like you said, a lot of work in a short amount of time. So that's her department. I'll do the carpets. She does the hardwood floors with the steam cleaner.
Kind of got a funny arrangement with my wife. She's real technically inclined, so I get her to do the computers and hooking up the modems and the DMR setups and all that stuff, all that real technical stuff, and I take care of the basic manual labor.
Comes across their balance that works for them. My wife is a consumer of electronics, but she's not a debugger of electronics. She uses me for debugging it or doing the initial setup, and then she likes everything. She likes her gadgets, her iPads, her iWatch, her iPhone, and then all of her, like when she's reading, the headlights that go on her head so that the whole room doesn't have to be lit up while she's reading her books. Or the fan that blows on that goes around her shoulders. She likes electronic gadgetry like you wouldn't believe. But she's not that technical. She doesn't, if it's telling the wall warts to turn on and turn off via Alexa, that's up to me to get it to do that. So you can say Alexa bed lights on or Alexa TV lights on or off or whatever. That's all my job. But she is the user. She'll go buy them and she'll say, here, make this work. W4TJW.
Yes, do that to my wife a lot, especially with these little cheap Chinese radios. I've ordered them or bought them, and can't make heads or tails out the manual, and I'll hand it to her. I say, make this work.
Somebody can do that, and that's willing to do that, willing to dig into the details. I think that makes a good combo. One that's willing to do one and one that's still willing to do the other, or they complement each other.
Got a pretty good balance, and it's worked out well for 36 years now, going on 37 in August. Anyway, I enjoyed talking with you, enjoyed the QSO, and don't get overheated out here today, taking care of stuff. And I'll talk at you a little later. This is David, KF4NXY.
KF4NXY, W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, KN4BWA.
Hey, W4DJW. Good afternoon by 1 minute.
Oh, my God, it is 12:01. How about that? Hey, so did you get some good stuff yesterday? Is it coming out pretty good? Because I know you probably spent all night compiling.
For Bob's end of it, he's doing the AOA, I'm doing the TDOA. So we got him stuff that's going to keep his nose to the grindstone for the next few days.
Great. Okay. Well, hopefully it was some good data return.
It was. It went well. Could have been a little bit better, but it was, all things considered, it was pretty good. I got 3 new GPSs coming in today. Four of them coming in Friday. 3 from Amazon today and 4 from DigiKey tomorrow, Friday. Tomorrow is Friday, I think. No, today's Wednesday. What's today?
Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Friday is the next day. I am so glad to hear that. You know, you're not punching the clock anymore, brother, and don't it feel good?
KO4WWZ Noble.
Good. Recognizing Chandler. It feels fantastic. Bob and I were talking about that at the repeater site yesterday. Feeling like you're not needed anymore. And you do kind of wonder, you know, how could they not get along without me before and now I'm no longer needed. But then you think about, do I want to re-engage with that? Oh, no. Not at all. So no desire to re-engage, but kind of miss it anyway. Go ahead, Chandler, W4DJW.
I have to say one thing. I am very sorry that you're having to sit here and talk to Steve, because he's going to get you in all kinds of trouble.
Chandler, I have but one thing to say. You cannot tear down my sweet and innocent status.
To let you guys go at it, I've got to back in here and unload at the transfer station, W4DJW.
I'm looking at the weather, and let's just kind of consider Friday morning early, okay?
Okay, that'll work. That's before I get my new DigiKey GPS. So, yeah, we'll put that, we'll mark that in as tentative. W4DJW, unload.
Scanner.
You know I love you. I just got big on you.
No, you're not going to get off that easy. You hurt my feelings.
Steve, you don't sound like I hurt your feelings.
To me in the car, and she's just about to climb through this radio and come over and look to you good.
All right. I don't do nothing but being kicked out of women. I'm sorry.
you got both of us laughing on that one, bud. You been doing okay?
Yeah, I've been doing all right. I just got in the car, and I'm starting to eat my lunch, and I turned on the radio, and I was on the KN4BWA on 166. 1:26:10, I got to jump in with this.
Still working the traffic? Well, I'm going to give you the same advice that I gave Dave yesterday up there at that tower site. You be careful out there in that heat with all these drivers, and you hydrate. Drink in this heat, bud. Don't get overheated.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Just be careful out there. Watch for all the ding-dongs and getting too hot. So, all right, well, listen. We're about to run into Lidl and do our thing over here. So you take it easy, bud, and I will talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA. I'm clear.
Roger that. 73, Steve. KN4 WWZ.